Welcome to the Small Steps, Big Wins podcast. I'm dedicated to helping you take control of your life. Together, we'll explore practical tips, expert advice, and inspiring stories to help you overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Making small changes is possible and can lead to big results. Are you ready? Let's go do this. Hey friends, welcome to another Wednesday Wisdom. I'm Sue Saller, and I'm so thrilled that you chose to spend your next couple of minutes with me. Today, I want to dive into a concept of deconstructing and reconstructing. I don't know about you, but when I think of constructing and deconstructing, I think of Legos. My kids had tubs and tubs of them when they were younger. And even as adults, they still buy and build with Legos today, which I think is pretty cool. Now, I want you to think about some Lego creation. Imagine that you built a car and it didn't quite look right when you got done or didn't move as you expected it to. What did you do? Or what would you do? You would deconstruct it, right? You would take it apart, find the issue, and then put it back together again so that it worked the way you wanted it to. But deconstructing isn't just for Lego cars. Sometimes we need to deconstruct aspects of our lives as well. I had this realization a few months ago when I realized that there were just areas in my life that weren't quite working right, and they just weren't the way I wanted them to be. So for me personally, I sought out the help of a coach to guide me through deconstructing those things that I knew needed to change, but they seemed overwhelming to me. I personally had to deconstruct my identity. That's where I started. I needed to dig deep into who I thought I was and to find out who I am and who I wanted to become. Now, it meant deconstructing myself and then allowing myself to be reconstructed. I needed clarity on what was working in my life and what wasn't working. Now, for me, what happened was as I started deconstructing and reconstructing into something more desirable, a very interesting thing happened. And it wasn't perfection that I experienced. Actually, I realized that as I improved one area of my life, then other areas started to pop up that I needed to work on. And you know what? That's not really a bad thing, because as you start to see those areas you need to work on, what happens is you get better each day. You know, isn't that the goal really, to become 1% better each day and every day so that a year from now, there's a much better version of yourself than who you are today? And that's what I realized. So you're probably wondering, hey, Sue, what small step can I do today that's going to change my tomorrow? Well, you can start by asking yourself, is there one area, not many areas, just look for one area in your life that you're not really happy with that you can deconstruct and then reconstruct again? And if you need help with that, I would encourage you to seek out a really good friend or a partner, or if you think it's something that's more deeper, seek out a coach or a therapist or somebody who's going to give you an outside perspective on that area that you need to deconstruct and reconstruct again. Another actionable step that you can take is listening to podcasts. You can listen to mine. Lots of stories of small steps that are big wins. There's also another podcast that I recommend called Construct Your Life with Austin Linney, and you could start there and listen as well. And remember, you can reach out to me on my website, send me an email. I would love to hear from you and help you get started. Thank you so much for listening to today's Wednesday Wisdom. And if you got any value out of this, please pass it on, hit subscribe. Thank you so much for the gift of your time, and go make today awesome, friends. Hey there, resist fast forwarding, feeling overwhelmed with mundane or repetitive tasks that are piling up on you. I was overwhelmed with the tasks that go with producing a podcast, and I realized that I needed to reclaim my time, and I discovered the power of a virtual assistant. My VA is a personal productivity powerhouse. Imagine having someone tackle your never-ending to-do list, schedule those appointments, manage emails, and then it leaves you with more time to focus on what really matters. Now, you might have heard of VA hiring horror stories, but let me tell you, that has not been my experience with the Rockstar VAs. The service I received was top-notch. They found me the perfect VA for the tasks that I needed done, and they even helped me through the process process since it was my first time hiring a VA. The Rockstar VAs only hire VAs with more than 5 years experience, and they know how to jump right in and get the job done. So if you want an experience of finding the perfect Rockstar VA with no trouble and in the least amount of time, check out the Rockstar VAs. You can find them at therockstarvas.com and mention that you heard it here on the podcast. Now, back to the show.